Yale University gives public health award to critical race theorist. By Spencer Lindquist on February 14, 2023. Yale University's School of Public Health gave a prestigious public award to Kimberly Crenshaw, a pioneer of critical race theory and intersectionality. Crenshaw received the Winslow Medal from Yale University's School of Public Health. The school notes that the award is the Yale School of Public Health's highest honor and also states that Crenshaw's work has been foundational in two fields of study she coined and developed: critical race theory and intersectionality. Yale University specifically says that Crenshaw is receiving the award because of her work on intersectionality, which it defines as the ways in which systems of inequality based on gender, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, class, and other forms of discrimination intersect to create unique dynamics and effects. In addition, Crenshaw also pioneered critical race theory, CRT, which applies Marxist theories of oppression to issues of race and identity. The theory claims that America is systemically racist and that white people enjoy racial privilege. Trace Kershaw, the chair of the Department of Social and Behavioral Sciences, stated that Crenshaw has had a profound and important impact on the field of public health, and that intersectionality has become a dominant way to understand the impact of racism and stigma on the health and well-being of marginalized identities. Crenshaw, who claims that America and its institutions are systemically racist, rakes in $100,000 for speeches and makes over $400,000 for her positions at the University of California, Los Angeles and Columbia University. Breitbart News has extensively documented the movement to embed racial preferences and critical race theory into the medical field under the guise of health equity. One Breitbart News report revealed that Health Affairs, a leading health policy journal, hosted a health equity fellowship program that excluded white applicants on the basis of their race. The health equity movement is not entirely a product of academia, however. It has also received support from the Biden administration's Health and Human Services Secretary, Xavier Becerra, who said, "Health equity has to be part of everything we do." Meanwhile, Vanderbilt University's medical school created a racial equity task force, which sought to provide anti-racism training to all senior leaders, as well as to track leaders' hiring of racially and ethnically diverse candidates and hold them accountable if there is lack of diversity in their teams/offices/departments. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.